Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, with Scott Zolak. And Zoe, the Patriots fall to 7-3 with a game that is going to sting. This is a memorable one. They had their chances. Brandon LaFell with a touchdown late, pass from Cam Newton, and then the Patriots have a drive. They can't pull it out, and some controversy and confusion at the end.
Well, the back judge, the gentleman underneath the goalpost, his job is to look for defensive holding or pass interference, anything that's crossed in the middle between the numbers. And that's what he did. He reached for the flag. He saw Kuechly turn and lock up Gronkowski, actually mug him. Never turned the head to look for the football. So I hope that after this all shakes down, that this isn't going to be termed one of those uncatchable judgment calls. Because explain to me how the McCourty defensive holding, which the ball ends up being thrown 10 yards over Olsen's head, was termed, oh, that's defensive holding, where Devin's looking at the quarterback. And you can actually debate if it was defensive holding or not. I thought they got that call right. But that's an absolute hose job right there on Gronkowski. I mean, you lock him up. You can't rule that uncatchable without allowing him the opportunity to fight back. The Patriots got called for that last year in Buffalo. Ryan Fitzpatrick grotesquely underthrew, I think it was Steve Smith. Steve Smith was on the back. Stevie Johnson was on the back line. The ball landed on the goal line. And I think it was actually McCourty that was in the same position, but at least turned to look for the ball. But they said you didn't allow him to come back for the ball. You can't turn that uncatchable, and I hope the league doesn't.
Well, there wasn't really an explanation on the field when this happened. And then in the locker room, the Patriots players, they didn't really have a whole lot to say because they don't know what happened in the immediate aftermath. So
they don't benefit from it by commenting on it. They're too well-coached, too well-schooled. They understand what they need to say, what they need to do. You got a short week this week. You move on. You got a big week against Denver here.
Back to this one just briefly. Sure. What was their biggest problem in this game? And this was a game with a lot of long possessions, not a lot of drives. And so when Stephen Ridley fumbles in the red zone, you know, that's a play that comes back to haunt them. They could have had three there. What do you see as an area where they could have won this game?
First of all, I think mental errors. You know, 15-yard penalties for personal fouls for being chippy. Yeah. That's the last thing you need on the road. You can't do that. Your last two games you played on the road, you lost football games that way. So that puts yourself in a bind right there to begin with. And third down right there, allowing Cam Newton on big third and forever to scramble. He had a superhuman effort. I mean, he's a heck of a player. But I think Carolina's a pretty good football team.
Well, Panthers, you know, now
top to bottom, that's the best team they played.
Both teams 7-3. Panthers now have beaten San Francisco and New England in back-to-back weeks. The Patriots, as you mentioned, now it's already basically Tuesday morning, and they got the Denver Broncos Sunday night. Doesn't get much easier.
You got a lot to take care of your own business. It's still all in front of you. You go out, you do your job, and you're still in position for that second bye.
Yep. Well, like I said, this one, a lot of people are going to remember this one here in Charlotte for a long time. The Patriots have to put the memory behind them and get set for the Broncos. That's
going to
do it.
Thank you.
I appreciate you saying that, Zoe. You had some pretty good lines as well. All right, that's going to wrap it up from Charlotte. Thanks to Zoe, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.